friends, this year should be a special schus for Rabbi Maronim Rosh Yichio and also for Rabbi Chanan Meir Ben Chaya Rachel. Bracha v'atzlacha v'chol ma'aseh yadav. The Gemara in Maseches Pesachim Daf Chaf Hei Amud Beis tells us Mar Bar Avashi Ashkechei L'Ravina D'Shaif Lei L'Bartei B'Gur K'Dorla. Mar Bar Avashi found Ravina that he was anointing his daughter with the oil of small unripe olives that were of Orla. Amarlei, which you know that I use normally, Amarlei, so Mar Bar Avashi said to Ravina, Amudam Rabbanan, maybe that the rabbi said, that you're allowed to be misrape, you're allowed to heal yourself, that's what the sig is about. Be'isurei hana, with what's forbidden for hana, that's only b'shas sakana, b'shal b'shal sakana mi'amr. What do you mean, b'shal, how can you do it shalom b'shas sakana, it's not a dangerous time. So, why are you using orla to heal your daughter? So Amalais Ravina said back to Mar Bar Avashi, Hai ishtat samirta, this is a certain illness. Namik shas sakana damya, this illness that my daughter has is a shas sakana. Ikadamri amar le, midi derech hana kavidna. Another teretz is he said to him, am I doing a derech hana? No. The derech hana is after they already became ripe and the oil came out of the oil presser. But this is shaloka derech hana. So therefore, it's mutter v'mukhal Hashem b'sakana. So the two teretzim that are given, number one, it's a shas sakana, that's why he used the orla. And teretz number two, that it's, he was using it shalok ha-derech. Since it's shalok ha-derech, therefore it's mutter. That's the second teretz. And Rambam, writes in the fifth parak of Hilchos Sodei HaTorah and Halacha Ches, B'med V'Rom Yisrael M'sa B'Shar Asu M'la M'okum Sakana, Z'man Chein Derech Hana Otzim, V'l Shalok Derech Hana Otzim, K'ol Shosin L'Ritiyo M'lugma, B'chometzo M'orla Reza Mutter. So the Rambam says that you're now to be Misrape, with Isurim, one is the above, in other words, the Rambam said in the previous halacha, that one may be healed using other prohibitions, only when one's life is in danger apply. When you use it, kederech ha'zman, derech ha'na'asam. Kegon shema'achilim sachol, shkatzer matzim, mochometz pesel, machilin asav yom ha'kipurim. That's if it's asar, unless it's makom sakana. If it's derech hana asam, avol shelo derech hana asam, if it's not the normal way of getting hana, for example, when you make a bandage or compress of chametz on Pesach, or from orla, since one's palate derives no satisfaction, it's not derech hana, or one's given a bitter tasting substances mixed with forbidden foods to drink, since your palate derives no satisfaction, terrific. Love learning the Rambam. It gets me so excited. So what does the Rambam say? Rambam says that even chametz, it's mutter shalo kederech hana asam. If there's a makkah, chametz is mutter shalo kederech Hana Asam, even if it's not a Mokum Sakana. Ask the Meiri in our Sugya over here in Pesachim 25b. We have a Mishnah in Daf Lamed Tes that it says, Lo Yilas Ad Mechit V'Yaniach Al Malkasu B'Pesach B'nei Shemach Mitzos. You're not allowed to chew some grain and put it on your Makkah on Pesach. Interesting, today we have so lucky we have such advanced medical treatments. Back then, that's how they had to do healing. They had to take a little bit of oil and rub it on, or chew up some grain and put it on the makkah. maybe it helped, but we're definitely glad that the medicine has advanced. A kopanim, a person's not allowed to be loes, a person's not allowed to chew chitim, put on his makam pesach, because it's going to come chametz. So you're not allowed to put chametz on your makkah. The Rambam here says that even chametz, melugma mechametz, you're allowed to put chametz on your makkah. If you have a wound, you're allowed to put chametz on for healing because it's not considered derech hana. But we have a Mishnah later on that says you're not allowed to. It's ma pitom. What is the Rambam talking about? The reason chametz is different, because even shalot kederech hana asim is aser. Why? Because you're not over in the Yisra Hana min HaTorah, because it's Soka Derech Hana, but you're over in the Yisra Bayer Abaye Matzeh. You're owning Chametz, and you can't say that you're Mevatel Chametz, because how can you say you're Mevatel something? You're using it for your own benefit. So Ma Pitom that you're being Mevatel Chametz. Ma Pitom that you're being Mevatel Chametz. You're using it for your benefit. So you're over in Bayer Abaye Matzeh. So that's the kasha on the Rambam. How can the Rambam say that you're allowed to use chametz for medicinal purposes, and if you don't eat it, if it's Zolka Derech Hana, when we have an open Mishnah that says you're not allowed to? In the Kesef Mishnah, he brings Yesh Omrim Shlote Arama Mele B'chomet Shel Nochri B'shil Yisrael U'nicha Makasa B'enech U'sal Yisrael. So the Rambam is only talking about the chometz of a goy, and he lent it to a Jew. Or he put it on his makkah. And the achrayus is not on the Jew. The Jew's not responsible for his chametz. It's a goy's chametz. The question is, how does he be allowed to be nani? He's over in Baal Yerah. He's not a Baal Yerah, because he has no achrayus for the chametz. And it's just the fact that he has no achrayus. In addition to the fact that he has no achrayus for the chametz, I'll tell you what else. Belongs to the goy. No achrayus belongs to the goy. He's no Baal Yerah, Baal Yematzeh. Frek the Mokra Chaim and Simon Tov Mem Vav from Tesvis at the beginning of Dav Chav Tes, and that it says there that according to Rabbi Yehuda, Chametz Shel Nachri Shari Afilu BePesach, that the Chametz of a Goy is Mutter even on Pesach. And Rashi explains, what does that mean? You're allowed to eat it. You hear this, sweet friends? Rashi holds that you're allowed to eat Chametz of a Goy on Pesach. Don't try this at home. We don't pasuk now. That's why Rashi learns the Gemara. Frek Taisvis, what do you mean? When you eat it, it becomes yours. If the goy gives it to you, it's yours. And if you stole it, then you're chayv b'achrayis. It's also yours. So ma pitom that it's not yours, it's yours. You're definitely going to be over if you eat it. And eating your chametz. That's Taisvis kasha and Rashi. See, we don't find that a person takes it for himself completely and it's not his. Once it's given to him and he uses it for his own purposes, it's his. Ayin shem makor chayim. For Rama's lezeh magin Avram, b'sif kanal for the divrei Tosfos elu. Avram's writing meramis to this. So frek the makor chayim on the Kesef Mishnah, you wanted to say that the guy gave it to the Jew, but the Jew has no achrayus. But once the guy gives it to the Jew and the Jew uses it for his own purposes, so it becomes the Jew's. You see from Tosfos that when the guy gives something to the Jew and the Jew uses it for his own purposes, it becomes the Jew's. He's not returning to him this item. So for all intents and purposes, it belongs to the Jew. The Nachri no longer has bailus. Bamez, it's hard to understand Tosfos. If the guy gives it to the Jew, and the guy's mechavim befei, and the Jew's mechavim befei, which not to be zocha, but tarez bailim, he's just using it. So how can it be his Baal Korcho? He's mechavin lahedia to be mitzvah l'izkospo. He doesn't want to be zecha. So what's pshat in Tosfos that it's his, whether he likes it or not? So it would appear that Tosfos holds that the din of kavanah to be koneh Isn't that it should be his, that he's Baile Mitzadad Din. We're not talking here about a formalistic halachic kinyan, but rather, if he, for all intents and purposes, he's using it, that's considered kavana lekinyan. And mimeili, he becomes bailin. When there's no mafriya from the chalois kinyan, he's using it as his. So even though there's no formal kinyan being made, but it's his, even without a formal kinyan. Who says you need a formal kinyan? I was just thinking that there's a concept called civil marriage. In Hebrew they call it nisuim ezrachim. And there's such a woman need a get. So this is the subject of a tremendous amount of debate. It's a whole long tshuva of the rugged shover. A lot of people talk about it. And the shaila really is, one of them is that, do you need a formal kinyan? I mean, for all intents and purposes, they're living as man and wife. In modern Hebrew, in Israel, they call it Isha Yidua B'Tzibur. She's known as, this guy's, you know, it's his partner. So, isn't that what the Torah meant? The Torah only meant you could be married if you make a formal kinyan. But not if you live together as man and wife for all intents and purposes. Maybe that's another way for being your wife. Maybe, maybe not. You can argue. But that's not our topic now. That's just a thought that came to my head. What we're talking here is about the chametz. So the stipler, in his kisvei kilos yankiv achadoshim, they have the old kilos yankivs, and then they have kisvei kilos yankiv achadoshim. So in Pesachim and Siman Ayin Tes, this is what he says. He says Pshat and Tosis is that it's not that he's making a kinyan on the chametz. You don't need a formal kinyan, and therefore you don't have to have kavanas kinyan. You're just using it as your own, it becomes yours. But how does Tosis know this? How does Tosis know that if you use it as yours, it becomes yours? And therefore they argue with Rashi and they say, Ma pitom, that the guy gives it to him and he's eating it and it's not his? Of course it's his. Why? Not because he did that at Kavanas Kenyan, but because he's using it for himself, it's his. The Rashba argues with this in Bava Metzia Daf Peches. Not that it says Aser to Aser v'lo lokeach. You have to take Meiser, but a buyer doesn't take Meiser. Fractosis in the Rishonim, that it's Mashma, that Dumai is only Dirabbanan. Because Rov Amei Aretz Ma'asrim. Why is Dumai Suffolk Meiser only Dirabbanan? Because most Amei Aretz take off Meisers. Otherwise, it's Doraisa. Halav Hachi Habi Doraisa. FLP. Shula Koch. Even if you're buying it from the Amarits. Why, when you buy it from the Amaretz, is Meiser Safek and it's only Dirabbanan because Rov Amaretz Masrim? So assume he took off Meisers. Otherwise, it would be Doraisa even if you bought it. So, how's the Gemara Mashma that if you buy it, it's not Doraisa? No. If you buy it, it is Doraisa. Only from Demai isn't Doraisa because Rov Amaretz Masrim. But if it's not Demai, then it's Mashma that it is Doraisa even if you're a buyer. Big cash in the Gemara. Zok the Rashba in the Shita Mukubetzes that the Ikar Takon is Demai the Ikar Takon of Demai is Mishum Misareach Eitzel Am Haaretz the Hosam Havei Tevel Doraisa She'eino Lakoch. You know, when it's Demai, when you're a guest by the Am Aretz, if you're a guest by the Am Aretz, then what's the din? You're an Oreach. If you're an Oreach, Then, if he wasn't mafrish, then it would be tevel d'oraisa. But since you can assume that he's being mafrish, it's only d'rabbanan. So if it's a lakoach, if it's a buyer, then what's the din? The din is that it's tevel d'rabbanan, not d'oraisa. If it's a buyer, aser taser v'lo lokeach. A buyer is patur from maisus. And that's demai is only a suffek, and therefore it's derabanan, but if not for the fact that it was a suffek that rov ameretz maaser would be daraisa, is when you're a guest by the am aretz. If you're a guest by the am aretz, it's tevel daraisa. So it's muchach that the Rashb is not learning like Tosfos in Pesachim Daf Chav Tes. Because according to Tosfos, it's going to belong to the eater. The Rashb is learning that if you're eating by an Amoritz, it's Tevel D'Oraisa because you're not a buyer. You're not a Lokech. But according to Tosfos, you are a Lokech. It becomes yours. You made a kinyan on it. How did you make a kinyan? Like we said, because he gave it to you to eat, so it becomes yours. So you are a lakoach. You are a buyer. So you see that the Rashba argues with Tosfos. The Rashba learns that when you're eating by the Amoretz, you're not a lakoach, and the food still belongs to the Amoretz. And if the Amoritz wouldn't be master, you'd be chayv d'oraisa. But Tosfos holds no. Tosfos holds, if you're eating by an Amoritz, you're a guest, so then the second it's given to you to be eaten, that's it, it's yours. D'oraisa. You're a lokoach. And memela, you're not chayv in shemus and maisris. This is discussed in the Kilas Yankiv in Chelik Dalet and Simi Yer Aleph Os Beis. In the Kilas Yankiv in Bav Metzias Simi Memches. So it could be that this is machlokas rishonim. Brought by the Machane Ephraim in Uchos Kinyan Meshicha Simen Dalet, that in the case of Oider Benichse Ager V'Kasev Hashem Shelo Loikana, let's say you go into the Nechasim of a convert who's no longer alive, he has no Yorshim, and you think it's yours, so you start plowing and you start hoeing, so you're not Kona. Why? Because you don't have Kavana to make a Kinyan, because you don't realize, you think it's yours, this property. Otherwise, it'd be Kinyan Chazaka, but you don't know, so it's no Kinyan Chazaka. V'chein machzik b'shtaroysev shel ger loikana. And also, if you hold on to the shtaros of a ger, you're not kona. Mishim d'dayta ara v'lo aniyar. Haynu mishim sheinu misasik b'chlal liskos. Aval kol shem misasik b'zchia. El shelo kivein liskos bagba zu ve'esek b'maisa akinyan acher she'ein amoy l'shem kinyan kana. So if you're older b'nichse ager, you start working the field of a ger, and you think that the field belongs to you, you're not kana. And if you're machzik b'shtaros of shel ger, you're not kana the shtaros. Why? Because your das is on the land, not on the paper. So So in those cases, the reason you're not kone is because you're not misasik liskos. You're not picky to be kone. But if you're misasik bezechia, just you weren't mechaving to be zoich in this hagbah, and then you did a different kinyan, l'shem kinyan, you're kone. Veishom de lo kone. So you hear this machlokas, we discussed it actually in a recent shir. Afghan Mesechus Bava Mitzia. We saw a shtickle from going Rav Nosson Zatzal. Oh, I love Rav Nosson. So, let's say, this is the case here in the Machan Ephraim, that I want to be kona something, and I have kavana to be kona, but I have kavana to be kona with the wrong type of kinyan. So I do a proper Maisa kinyan, but my kavana is to be kona within a different Maisa kinyan. Am I kona or am I not kona? So according to one opinion, I'm kona. Why? Because I did a proper kinyan, I made a proper kinyan, and I wanted to be kona. I just didn't want to be kona with this kinyan, but I wanted to be kona with a kinyan. That's enough. And according to the other opinion, no, it's not enough. Lo kona. So how does the Rashba learn? The Rashba learns that you're not kona. You're not kona. Why is he not kona? Because he had no intention to be, he had no kavanas kinyan here. You're right, he wanted it to be his, but he didn't have kavana to be kona when he ate it. So he didn't have kavana to be kona, it's not his. The Machan Ephraim says that this is Das HaRashba, and we can say that the Rashba is L'shitaso, because the Rashba is that even though he eats it, if he's not mechaving to the Chalois Din Bailus, it's not Kavana L'kinyan, and it's still considered his friend's money. So the Rashba holds that you're not Konit if you made Kenyan A, which is a proper Kenyan, but your Kavana was to be Kona with Kenyan B. You're not Kona it. Because you have to be Kavana to be Kona with the right Kenyan. If you don't have Kavana to be Kona with the right Kenyan, it's not yours. And you can compare that to our Rashba. That our Rashba holds that if you're not Mechaving to Bailus, it's not Kavana's Kenyan. So you want to be the Bailim by a Maisa that's not Moil. Just by eating it. You want it to be yours by eating it, but that's not a proper Maisa Kenya. If you don't have Kavana for the Chalos Din Bailus, you're not having Kavana for actual formalistic Bailus. So it can't be yours. Not exactly the same. In the other case, you did a proper Kenyan A, and then you did improper Kenyan B, and you wanted to be Kona with improper Kenyan B. Rashba says that doesn't work. In our case, the Rashba holds that you ate it, and when you ate it, that makes you Bailim. But you don't have Kavana to be Bailim with that Achila. You're doing a Maisa of Bailus here, but that's not your Kavana. Since you didn't have Kavana, you didn't formally have Kavana for the right Kenyan, the right way of being Kona, it's not yours. So, sorry. No Kenyan. And those who argue and hold that if you have Kavana for Kenyan A and you do Kenyan B, you are Kona. That's like Tosim Sachim. Because you don't have to be thinking to make the former proper formalistic Kenyan. Even if I made Kenyan A, I could still be, which is a proper Kenyan, but my Kavana is to be Kona with Kenyan B, so my Kavana was off. It doesn't matter. Because Lamaisa, I made a proper Kenyan. So that's Tosis. That Tosis holds that if I take the chametz and I eat it, so you're right, I'm not having proper kavanas kinyan, but it doesn't matter because I made a proper kinyan, and since I made a proper kinyan and I did a maisa that made it mine, I don't have to have a kavana for the proper kinyan. I wanted to do what I wanted to do. I wanted to eat it, but I wasn't having kavanas kinyan when I ate it. I was just eating it, but it's mine anyway because I wanted to eat it. And wanting to eat it is a way of being konet, and in eating it is a way of being konet because I'm using it for my own purposes. How's the other guy's no more bailus on it when I'm eating it? So the ma'isa make me a kinyan. I'm just not having kavanah that this kinyan should be konet. But the ma'isa, I want to be konet. I want to use it. I want to eat it. And eating it is a type of kinyan, because how's the other guy a bailum on something I'm eating? How is it? What's the expression of his ownership? So yesh lefalpel v'yesh lechalek, of course, because in the case of in our case he's not making a. In the other case, he made a proper formal kinyan, and he had a kavanah to make a proper formal kinyan. He has no kavanah for a proper formal kinyan at all. Kopanim, that's a possible explanation of the machlokas rishonim. But we started off with the Rambam. We had a difficulty in the Rambam. And that is that the Rambam says that you're allowed to take chametz and use it for your own purposes for refuah, because consider shaloka derech hana. And we ask, what about lo yilos adam chitim yaniach makosa bepesach bnei shehem machmitzos? Because chametz is aser even shaloka derech hana. Al tzbal yor abaya matze. So how could the Rambam say that? So it could be the Rambam holds like Rashi. In Psachim, and the Rashba, that if the person doesn't become Bailim, a person can't become Bailim, Bal Korcho. Right? Rashi holds that if you eat Chometz of a guy on Pesach, you're not over. I told this, but it's yours. No, it's not. Rashi holds it's not yours. It's the guy's. You can't be Kona Bal Korcho. Rashba holds, he can't be Baal Kona Baal Korcha. He doesn't want to be Kona by eating it. He doesn't want to be Kona. It's not his. So the Rambam, who says you're allowed to be Nana from the Chametz, will be holding like Shitas Rashi, Shitas Rashba. You don't become Bailim this way, Baal Korcha. Even though you're using it, the Tzorech Hashtamshuso, Hashtamshus of Kilu, you're consuming it. You're finishing it off, but there's no Baal Yerah Baal Yematzeh, because you don't want it. You don't want it to be yours, and just using it doesn't make it yours. Again, according to Tosis, using it would make it yours, but the Rambam doesn't have to be holding like Tosis. So in the Mishnah, we're talking about it's your own chitim. So if it's your own, you're being nana from your chametz. But if it belongs to a guy, it's not yours. It's not Bayer or Bayer Matze, it's not yours. You can't be Kona Baal Korcho. Maybe that's what the Rambam means. Or maybe, another possibility, is that The Rambam here is talking about where it's less than a kezayis. Less than a kezayis is no bayir or bayir matze. Like we see in the Sugya on Mem Hayamud Beis, explained by the Shagas Aryeh and the Chacham Tzvi, big discussion. Not that it says lo yelas adam chitim, for yiniach hamakosa bepesach. Let's talk about where there is a kezayis. The Rambam was so same in Perakei Mechometz Matzah Lachi Yates, Kalashan Mishnah, lo yelos. And he didn't say it's dafka where it has a kezayis. It's because it's not darko levar. What's not meforish in the Gemara. He just copies what's in the Gemara, and therefore he didn't go into detail. So this is these are some thoughts on this beautiful Rambam, and obviously there's just so much more to say on this sugya, and Hamistayif, what branches off. So I asked the Rabbanu Shlalom and Barov Chazda V'tuvah give us life, and we be zochah to continue. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.